Today, I wanted to share with you the perspective that shifted for me once I started understanding how billionaires look at time. Because if you see Elon and Jeff Bezos, they are looking at going to Mars. Like, how insane does it sound? So the perspective of the time horizon they are thinking in is way different than normal people like you and me actually think of. If we are looking at our life and the things we want to achieve in our life, this is what I've always done. Oh, this looks like a new opportunity. I better give 2 months, 6 months max to it and see what the outcome is of this opportunity. However, Six months is not long enough time horizon for you to have consistent efforts in, and with those consistent efforts of with you consistently putting in efforts, that's not enough time for compounding to take place and show disproportionate results for the effort you have put in. So I was just thinking, how can we break this cycle where I am going into the cycle of, oh, I'm gonna do this, oh, I'm gonna do this, oh, I'm gonna do this, and I have 10 different things to do and I'm spread so thin in all those 10 different areas that I'm not able to do any of them as well as I should be doing it. This is one of the challenges that I have been constantly facing, and trying to break past this has been a challenge in itself. However, I am at a crossroad where I have to make the decision in order to move forward, as there are sometimes in your life where you have to take certain decisions in order for you to move forward, and if you don't take those decisions, you could end up not moving forward at all or stagnating. So in order for you to build what you want, there are 5 areas that you need to master. This is from Tony Robbins, and the 5 areas you need to master are body, emotions, financial world, relationships, business or mission, and then spiritual world. And when I started this entrepreneurial journey, I hit maybe 1 or 2 of these things that I was constantly working on. I was doing 100 push-ups a day, and I was learning new skills on my business and trying to do something that that I never thought I'd be doing 5 years before. So as I jumped in to the world of entrepreneurship, I realized there are a lot more skills, there are a lot more things I need to keep in mind than just jumping in. And honestly, I was not as good as I thought I was. So I ended up not making the money I thought I would make. And one of the reasons I would say was I did invest a lot more in acquiring new skills, coaching programs, training, so on and so forth. However, none of the programs, no matter how much I spent, they actually had a mentor who was able to look at the path I am taking and say, no, you're doing way too many things, you just need to hone on this and this. Then I would have had singularity of focus in order to get from A to B instead of going from A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, all the other paths that I could take in order to get to Z, right? If someone is actually able to tell, hey, do this, this is the script, go sell this, you're good to go, that would have been much more easier. However, I had to learn it the hard way. So for anyone who's looking to start at ground zero in their entrepreneurial journey, the lessons I've learned so far in would be, to focus on three main buckets. So the three main buckets would be skills, character traits, and mindset or beliefs. This is again condensation of words said by my mentor Alex Hormozi. And when I started looking at developing myself in these three buckets, there were some limiting beliefs, there were some skills that I had to acquire, there were some character traits I had to develop as well. So in order for you to get or climb from where you are to where you want to be, you need, let's say, this ladder with one pole on right, one pole on left, and the bar that connects both. So if you look at pole on the left as skills, pole on the right as character traits, pole on the center as skills, character traits, and mindset or beliefs. If you have skills built to level 5 and then character traits built to level 7, but you have mindset only built to level 2. Level 2 is all you can go, because you need all three of it in order to get to the next level. And the problem I struggled with is understanding if you are building the skills, character traits, and mindset to go to the next level, how do you define what the bottleneck is in those three constraints to get to the next level? That's something I struggled with. And the only way I was able to work around that was just keep working until it's unreasonable for you to be not good at it. Okay. So, if it's unreasonable for me not to be great at it as I keep putting in the effort or the repetition in, there's no way that I would not be great at it, right? So what I'm trying to say is, before you jump into anything, if someone had given me guidance, this is what I would do. Take a note of all the skills, mindset, or character traits I have right now and scale them on 1 to 10. 1 being lowest, 10 being highest. And that's okay. Once you look at yourself and say, hey, sales, my sales skills are about 2, I want to get it to 8 or 10. And that's okay. Because you've not put in the reps that's needed in order for you to get to from 2 to 8 or 10. And because I was able to realize this and put in more time into training or have more volume done in sales, that I was able to get a little bit better at it, which put me in a position where I can train someone in selling or train someone how to sell, because I was pretty good at it. So no matter what skills you list and what you rate yourself, it's okay. You just have to put in more reps now. Now that you know your weaknesses, don't focus only on the weaknesses. Bring your strengths up as well, which will automatically pull your weaknesses up as well. If you focus only on the weaknesses, what happens is you will lose your strengths. Your strengths will start going down. So focus on your strengths and actually double down on your strengths and focus on your weaknesses as well, which will overall lift all the skills, character traits, and mindset that you need in order to grow to the next level. This has been very challenging for me, as I have not built the support system to actually push me through the hard times. The reason for that is the unresolved issues that I have had in the past, where I trusted people and they broke my trust. Because of this, there was a limiting belief within me saying that I don't trust anyone. And whenever I trusted someone, I actually faced a lot of pain because I was betrayed. Simple as it is. And in order to cope with that, I took different paths which are not sustainable. And in order for me to resolve that, I did not know what to do, because I did not know how to master the emotions. And in order for me to master the emotions, I need to forgive, forget what has happened in the past. However, take those lessons and be in a better place for the future to not face the same issues that I faced in the past. And this has been very difficult for me, there's no doubt about it. However, because I had those past experiences, it's made me who I am today. And I would not trade anything in the world for that. Because what has not killed me has made me stronger. Right? If I had not faced all the issues or challenges in the past, I wouldn't be who I am today. So the only way to move forward is look at the past, acknowledge it, and if you allow the past to hold power over you, then you are doing yourself injustice. And that is what I had been doing myself. So a question that I have been trying to answer is, what is the outcome I'm looking for? What is the outcome I'm looking for 1 year down the line? What is the outcome I'm looking for 2 years down the line, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years down the line? If I just look at the outcome I'm looking for within 1 year, then there will be ups and downs. However, the trajectory of the growth will be overall more than, it's like a stock market, right? There will be, if you look at weekly, monthly, there will be half a side growth and ups and downs. However, over a long enough time horizon, let's say you put it to 1 year or 5 years, even though it looks messy in the short amount of time, which is 1 week, 1 day, 1 month, it is still messy. However, over a long enough time horizon, eventually you are growing, right? The compounding effect of the efforts you're putting in those short period of time actually gives you outsized returns towards the end of the time period, right? So how to stack as many wins as possible next to each other every single day and reduce the number of losses or reduce the number of losses that you stack every single day in order for you to go from where you are to where you want to be is the question that I want to answer, and which is challenging because it's not every day that you do that or you think of that. And the problem I've been facing is, if let's say you figure out, oh, okay, from where I am to where I want to be, this would be the bridge, and these would be the skill sets or things I need to learn in order to get there. How much depth do you need to go into each skill in order to get to where you want to be? Right? So, when I was looking at this, question, I came across this video again from my mentor Alex Hormozi, which he says a rule of 100. So, rule of 100 is the volume that you need in order to gain or get good at the skill. So, again, rule of 100 is a good rule of thumb. However, I don't know how it stacks against the specific thing I'm doing right now. So, again, I think mentorship is one of the things I have to invest more on in order to get direction instead of trying to figure out everything by myself, which I have been trying to do, and it's not that easy. I do have to say that. So, I am looking at investing more in mentorship and getting direction in order for you to... So, let me break this real quick. A mentor cannot get you to where you want to be overnight. However, a mentor can change the direction of your life. Because when you are within the water bottle, you can't see the world. However, once you step outside, then you can see what's around you. And if a mentor is able to delineate from what you are seeing and be able to share their perspective on, hey, these are the options you have, these are the pros and cons of each options, and when you're saying this is what you want to achieve, the best way to get there would be so and so option. However, you have this option as well, and these would be the pros and cons of each, and this would be the timeline for each. If someone is able to share this and say, hey, okay, you are here, for you to get to there, you need to do this, 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 and this, I'm more than happy to do it. Just give me the script, I'll get this done, right? However, for someone to tell this to you, you should be in a position where you can take action and implement it, or it would be wasting the mentor's time as well. And I have been pushing this away because I feel my attention has been spread across so many things and spread so thin that I'm not able to do it. So the reason I'm putting this out is because all these things bottled up in my mind have not been the best for me. And in order to resolve this, I'm overthinking of everything, which might not be the best way moving forward. So, again, the amount of time we invest in, amount of time, energy, and resources we invest in getting great mentors, I think will cut down the timeline from years of growth to months. And that is what I'm planning to do right now. And how do I see myself taking action on this? I got my tax refund today, so I will be joining a mentorship. I'm procrastinating right now itself. I want to say tomorrow, but I want to do it today so that it's just done and dusted and I'm not worried about it anymore. So this is what I'm going to do today is joining the mentorship program and showing or getting clarity and direction as to what I am supposed to do, rather than thinking, contemplating and doing more and more research as to what is the best vehicle possible I have right in front of me that I need to take, rather than taking action and getting shit done. So thank you so much if you are still listening. Thank you so much for listening. This is an attempt to help my past self, who, if had listened to this podcast, would have taken more action in terms of direction and in terms of investing more in mentorship and direction. And I don't feel bad investing so much in learning skills such as copywriting, marketing, building funnels, writing copy, understanding how systems work, automation works, and so on and so forth. I don't feel bad or I don't regret spending so much or investing in myself. However, if I had invested more in clarity and direction, I feel I would be better off. So going forward, investing more in mentors who are able to give me clarity and direction is something that I will be doing, or I am going to do starting today. Happy Canada Day, guys, and the takeaway for today for you is look at where you are and rate yourself in your skills, beliefs, and character traits. And what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? If you're able to look at them bluntly and say, this is what it is, and that's okay. You're not good at it yet. So, if you're not good at it yet, you can become good at it just through volume, repetition, practice, and getting the right direction from a mentor. So, get the right direction, get clarity, and go crush it.